In 2016, Rockford was ranked second highest in the state for human trafficking, and domestic violence currently makes up about 30% of the city's violent crime. Jennifer Ketchapalia directs the Mayor's Office on Domestic Violence and Human Trafficking Prevention. Her office was created shortly after the election of Mayor Tom McNamara. Among its many tasks was investigating juvenile violent crimes between 2016 and 2017.
And 75% of them are cross-referenced in other police reports as being witnesses to or victims of domestic violence in the home.
One of Ketchapalia's key partners is Investigations Lieutenant Kurt Wisenand with the Rockford Police Department. He cautions that domestic violence isn't always physical.
Anytime there's power, control, and manipulation exerted in a relationship, so it can be intimidation, it can be, you know, psychological trauma.
Both Wisenand and Ketchapalia say these more systemic issues are better addressed through social services. That's why the city of Rockford is working to create a Family Justice Center. This model, created by the nonprofit Alliance for Hope, aims to consolidate social services for survivors in a single location. Ketchapalia explains.
I am able to talk to the police department. I am able to talk to a state's attorney's office and an advocate who's going to be prosecuting my crime. I'm able to talk to a counselor, a crisis counselor, and a long-term counselor. For myself, I am able to get my child connected to pediatric crisis services.
Wisenand says under this new system, police would still be the frontline responders for domestic abuse, but survivors would have a more direct line to social services. He says this is especially important because survivors can be reticent to press charges.
Most cases don't go to trial. Most cases don't result in a prosecution or conviction of the offender. So an overwhelming majority of those cases, it's dependent on those social service providers to get the victim the help that they need.
Rockford received a $450,000 federal grant in October to start work on the Family Justice Center. For the first 18 months, the money pays for a project manager whose goals include creating work teams and operational subcommittees. This may seem bureaucratic, but Ketchapalia says it's important to hash out the details among service providers.
We're asking 11 to 14 different agencies to co-locate under one roof. And so what's that intake process look like? How does that all work, providing the most effective response to survivors and their children?
After those 18 months have passed, the other half of the grant will pay for the center's rent and a director. The city has yet to determine a site for the Family Justice Center, but Wisenand says there's been tremendous progress so far.
Although we're all impatient, we've moved a lot faster than any of us really anticipated.
Ketchapalia says the city aims to open the Family Justice Center by July 2020. Once open, it will provide health, educational, and other services to survivors of domestic abuse and human trafficking, along with their families. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.